This is Steve Stunder, and this is Pay Attention. Well, welcome back to season 3 of Pay Attention. I needed to take a little bit of time to point my attention towards some other projects, so I'm back here and hopefully running all through the summer with an episode every Friday, so we can get back to taking a look at our lives and being very cognizant of our mindfulness and being able to address issues in our life that hopefully can resonate. I've had a lot of opportunity to hear from folks who feel like this has been helpful to them. So I want to thank people who have reached out or who have shared this podcast with other people. My hope is that it just helps people take a little bit of a deeper look into what they're doing on a daily basis. I think one of the biggest mistakes we make as people is to assume that if we can't fix small things, we can't fix anything. We're looking for the huge solution to all of our problems, and sometimes we just have to focus on fixing some small things and doing them daily so that we are able to address things in our life that maybe would add up to a bigger thing and correct some small habits and some small difficulties that we are having that hopefully will evolve into greater solutions. So today I wanted to talk about a couple of different things that I think might help us get on track as we head into our summer. You know, school years are winding down. If you're a parent, this is the time of year when you have activities and ceremonies and wrapping things up with your kids. You have spring sports and activities heading into the future, and getting a sense of being able to put yourself on a track that's going to help you see a couple of different areas of your life and hopefully create a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel for maybe some things that you're trying to work on when it comes to mindfulness. So I want to talk about three specific areas. The first is an area that is earned. The second is an area that is practiced. And the third is an area that is required. And if we take a look at these three things, it would really help us focus a little bit more on some areas of our life where maybe we are struggling and maybe how we can tighten up certain things about the way we interact with other people, the way we approach our relationships, and the way we approach the work that we do every day, both personally and professionally. So the area that is earned, that is credibility. How do you earn credibility? You earn credibility through actions. You don't earn credibility through words. One of the biggest mistakes I have made in my own life, and I see other people make, is trying to earn credibility through words. Trying to say what you're going to do. If we think back to a couple of pods ago, I talked about don't just say stuff, do stuff. This is where you do stuff. This is where you don't talk to other people about what you're going to do. You simply do it. And what speaks to other people is the work that you are doing. And this is not just professional work, that's part of it, but the work that you're doing in your personal life to foster and create and develop relationships with your children and with your coworkers and with your partner and with your family. You have to earn that. When you're young, you don't think you need to earn that. You think you just show up and you have credibility. This is something I'm learning myself too. Even as I age, I recognize and realize that my role in certain groups that I'm in my life, whether it's amongst my colleagues or amongst my family members or amongst the people in my community, I have to earn credibility through my actions. And when you don't have actions, there's no data for people to look at and say, that person is credible. That person is reliable. The only way to become these things is to do things and show people that you are reliable and credible. At one point in my life, I don't know if I was reliable and credible. I think I said a lot of things. I think I was good at being able to tell other people what I was going to do with the full intention of doing it. But sometimes we get sidetracked. Sometimes we get unfocused. Sometimes we try to do too many things at the same time and think that we can devote the proper amount of energy to each one, and we can't. So in order to earn credibility, you can't just say things. You have to back those things up with actions. And there have been experiences in my life where I have said, yes, I will do this, and yes, I will do this. But there weren't a lot of actions to back that up. Most of the time, this isn't on purpose. I don't think people maliciously say, I'm going to do something and then don't do it. I think our intentions are there. But one thing that I have learned over time is that in order to earn credibility, you have to back it up with actions. You can't just tell people you're going to do something. You have to actually do it. And then they have the experience with you that you said you were going to do something and you did it. So you're able to back that up with actions that people can tangibly see you have completed and they feel more comfortable. And then that has provided you with credibility with that person or that group of people. The second area is an area that has to be practiced, and that is consistency. This is something that, man, if there is a kryptonite in my life sometimes, it's that consistency. And I don't think I'm alone. I think that if you're a parent, one of the toughest things to do is to parent consistently, because you are trying to shape and mold and guide your children, and you want to do so in a consistent manner so that it's helpful to them, so that when they are learning how to navigate the world and their environment, you can provide them with that foundation and consistency. But it's hard. It's very hard to be consistent as a parent, as a person, as a professional. Sometimes you do a really, really good job on something at work, for example, and it's hard to replicate that good job. That's really what separates people that are great at something and people that are just good at something. Think about athletes. If you're a baseball player and you are a 300 hitter, that means 30% of the time you succeed in what it is you are trying to do because you have consistent mechanics when you swing a bat. If you are a golfer and you have a good round, that might be the round of your life. And one of the toughest things to do is to remain consistent in your swing and your weight transfer and all those different kinds of things. You may have an amazing parenting moment where you sit down with your child and you share them experiences with them and you show them the way on something and it's like, wow, how do I do that again? You have to practice. You have to take those extra swings. You have to fail sometimes in order to be consistent. You have to practice what it is you are doing. And you can't just show up and think that you're going to be able to replicate that success every single time. We have the capacity to do these things. I want you to think about one of your greatest personal or professional successes. How did you do that? What were the steps? How did you create that incredible, innovative thing at your job that everybody loves, but that was a couple of years ago, and you haven't been able to replicate that consistency since then? Think about a great personal accomplishment. Maybe there was a situation where you taught your child something, or they came to you with an issue, and you were able to sit with them and guide them through it, and you felt like you were able to give them some incredible insight into what it is they were to do next. But that was a while ago, and you haven't been able to replicate that same consistency with your children or with your partner or with your family. Think about the steps that you followed in order to get to that conclusion. It requires consistency and it requires practice, and that is hard. That's why we all don't do it all the time. That's why it's difficult to remain consistent in all areas of your life, personally and professionally. That's why sometimes we have streaks in our life where we are just killing it at work and killing it at home. And then we go into the other side where, man, we just can't do anything right. Consistency is hard, and consistency requires practice. The third thing, possibly the most important one, this is required. Accountability. Accountability to yourself, accountability to other people, accountability for your actions. This is hard. This is hard when we're children, it's hard when we're teenagers, it's hard when we're young adults, and it's hard when we are full-blown grown-ups. Telling other people we have done something wrong, we need to do something differently, humbling yourself to the point where you have to admit that you may not have done something consistent or credible. You may not have earned that credibility or practiced that consistency. Accountability is required. And it's hard to do. It's hard for me. It's hard for you. As we get older, accountability becomes a little easier because we've had more experience with situations where maybe we have failed. More experience with being accountable for things, and the results were not terrible. It's hard when we're younger because we don't have as much experience with that. First time that you have to be accountable for something and admit you've done something wrong, it's terrifying because you don't know how it's going to go. You get a little bit older and you think about, okay, there's been 35 times in my life where I've had to admit I did something wrong and it turned out not so bad 75% of that time. Let's go with it. But we still do it. We're still not accountable for our actions. I want to believe I'm doing better when it comes to this, but we can all do a little bit better when it comes to accountability. We can all do a little bit better when it comes to humbling ourselves to the point where we can be vulnerable enough to say, I messed up, or I didn't do that correctly, or sometimes when we get older, we don't think it's possible for us not to know the answer to something because maybe we're saying something to ourselves like, I can't believe I've gotten to this point in my career or in my life, or I've gotten to this age and I don't know the answer to this situation or question. Sometimes that's a little scary and it keeps us from being accountable. We push away as much as we can that accountability on other things or other people. And we get frustrated because we're afraid to admit the fact that maybe we don't know something or maybe we don't know how to do something. I do it. I want to believe I don't do it as much as I did when I was younger, but I still do it sometimes. It creeps in a little bit sometimes when I think to myself, man, I should know what I'm doing. Or, oh, why did I do that? And then you get scared to admit that you did it because you are worried about what others will think. But we have to get past that part. Because without accountability, there is no credibility. There is no consistency. If we're not accountable to other people, and most of all ourselves, it's impossible to be credible. It's impossible to be consistent. If we're not willing to take a look at the fact that maybe, just maybe, we didn't know what to do. We have to be vulnerable. We have to look at another person or another group of people and say three very scary words. I don't know. And that's accountability. I don't know. And the second part of accountability is, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know. These are two phrases that are very hard for people to say, especially as we age, because we think it's not possible for us not to know something, or it's not possible for us to have to be sorry for something. We have to be accountable. That's required. So, we have to earn credibility, and we earn credibility through actions. We have to be consistent, and we earn consistency through practice. And we have to be accountable. It is required that we are accountable for our actions, because if we're not, we can't be consistent and we can't be credible. We have to be accountable to other people and we have to be accountable to ourselves. I want to believe I do this less. And I've said this many times before. We can't eliminate the negative things we do. That's not a realistic expectation. But we can do those things less often. And if your lack of credibility is less, and your lack of consistency is less, and your lack of accountability is less, you're making progress towards earning that credibility and practicing that consistency and requiring that accountability of others and yourself. Do better. And to do better, you have to pay attention.